it in his account. They charged it as an expense, and he didn't report it. And the Internal Revenue said he ought to go to jail. Bobby Becker, they said that they didn't have a case. But you see how different things are handled?
Yeah, there's a difference sometimes. There shouldn't be.
There's a double standard. And I think that's something we really want to clean out. I'll take justice. I'm willing to let investigate and do everything they could, as long as they could. But I knew it was politically motivated all the time. I know it now. I feel deeply about it, and I damn sure want to do something about it. I just know it is. Have you seen the new Harris poll?
No, sir.
Well, it shows that things have just been reversed as a result of this Manchester crap. And Bobby has dropped from 10 points. And we've gone up 8 of 10. Instead of his leading us, we're leading him. And he's got Harris hired, his own pollster. It's coming out Sunday, I think. Wait a minute, let me see if I got it. This is for Monday, January 30th. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
It's Lou Harris. Senator Robert Kennedy's standing with the American people is taking a tumble downward by 46-44%. The public now prefers Johnson to Kennedy as a Democratic candidate. Only 2 months ago, Kennedy was a choice over Johnson, 54-46%. Drop in the New York Senator's popularity taking place during the highly publicized controversy between the Kennedy family and Manchester. It's been said so sharp that his popular edge over Humphrey has suffered as well. The rise in the number of people who now want Johnson to lead the Democrats in 68 rather than Kennedy cannot be read as a spectacular comeback to the president. But the contrary, just completed survey shows Johnson's own rating still reads out at only 43% positive. Exactly where it was in December. This remains a low point in his standing, but in the absence of an upward trend for Mr. Johnson, the shift in the Kennedy-Johnson standings can only be read as a decline in Kennedy's popularity. The biggest shift in public opinion over two men have taken place in the Senator's home area of the East, where Kennedy has dropped 14 points. Among the better educated, more affluent sectors of the public, Kennedy has slipped 15 points. Among the young people under 35, where Kennedy has declined 16 points. The Senator still leads the president among groups of Negroes, Catholics, and Midwesterners. Everywhere else, Johnson is a choice. By region, in the East, Johnson 61, Kennedy 39. In November, it was Johnson 47, Kennedy 53. I've gone from 47 to 61. He's gone from 53 down to 39. Midwest, he leads me, 44 to 56. He's got those Coles publications, you see. He had 63, and he's down to 56. I had 37, I'm up to 44. South, I'm 63, and he's 37. West, I'm 59, he's 41. A young group under 35, Johnson, 52, Kennedy, 48. 35 to 49, Johnson 57, Kennedy 43. 50 and over, Johnson 62, Kennedy 38. By sex, men 62, 38. White, Johnson 57, Kennedy 43. Negro, Kennedy 55, Johnson 45. That's odd, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That's a hangover from the old days. Can't see who's really helped.
Protestant 62, Johnson, Kennedy 38. Catholic 60, Kennedy 40, Johnson. Jewish 75, Johnson 25, Kennedy. The invulnerability of Kennedy among young people now appears to have been shaken. He remains strong in these groups, but the fact remains he's now behind LBJ. What was once a mountain and massive preference for Kennedy has now been sharply diminished. Proof that these results mark a decline for Kennedy rather than an upward surge for Johnson rests in the latest results of the president's popularity. They show positive 43, negative 57. January, December, positive 43, negative 57. Early November, positive 54, negative 46. So you see, the Republicans worked on me on the election, all the columnists. That's what they've done. I've done nothing wrong, a major wrong, during the month of December and January. I would have thought the State of the Union would have brought it up. You?
Well, yeah, you think so. I think,
Bobby Baker's probably heard it.
I doubt if it's heard it too much. I think for people that followed that Bobby's statement about, your, warning him about moonlighting and all, really.
Yeah, but they said he deceived me. He didn't see me a damn bit. He just didn't do it while I was there. He deceived Mansfield for 3 years. That's when all these things occurred. One in every three Americans says he thinks less of Ms. Kennedy as a result of the controversy over the Manchester book. A majority, 2-1, reject the claim that Ms. Kennedy's right to privacy might be invaded by publication. Senator Kennedy lost some standing eyes of the American people. 20% saying they think less of him as a result of the book. They ought to. That's the damnedest lowest blow I ever saw.
It's amazing how the truth comes out, though, isn't it? I mean, of all ways. By their own hand.
Significantly, those people who either did not hear of the Kennedy-Manchester difference, who did not follow it closely enough, have any opinions, tend to favor Kennedy over Johnson. By almost precisely the margin Kennedy was ahead of the nation as a whole November. But the episode veered sharply toward the president by those who knew. Joyce by 59-41. While it's true that the more affluent, better informed, followed dispute, these people have always been less favorable to Kennedy. On two key charges made to either side, the public tends to take a position that neither Kennedy's nor Manchester were right. The public rejects the notion that Ms. Kennedy's privacy was invaded. Also does not agree that the Kennedy family is trying to control the writing of history. The signs of controversy over the book is evident, but much will fade in public memory in time. But there's no doubt the main impact, the bitter differences over the death of the president will be much greater upon public image of the living Kennedys, Robert and Jacqueline, upon the memory of the late president. Those who did follow the episode veered sharply toward President Johnson as their choice. 60-40. While it is true that the more affluent, better informed followed the dispute. Well, that's what.
Well, I think it'll make his further conduct subject to more careful scrutiny, too.
What?
Suspicion.
What'd you say?
I think it will. It will make his future conduct subject to more careful scrutiny by the public as to motive. And his opportunism will be clearer to people than it has been.
I never saw such an arrogant fellow. He called up the State Department. He's going to want to call on De Gaulle. And he's going to see De Gaulle. He's taking foreign relations completely in his hand. He's going to see the Prime Minister of Germany, France, Italy. Executive no longer has it. It's been transferred to this kid up there. So we got our work cut out for us, but I don't think we got very good plans. You better think about all of these things. I don't guess you've thought them out. I've been worrying about them for weeks, but I think you've got to worry, and I think the time's coming for this time of decision. And I think I think we got to see what effect in the country it's going to have if we should we should take some of these steps.
Well, I'll be ready to give you my best judgment. I'll start thinking about it. I don't need to tell you that the Clark boys just got one interest, and that's what's best for you.
I know that, but we got to figure that out, and maybe we can get together over the weekend.
Okay, sir.
And you go on and see what you can work out of Hoover.
Okay, sir.
Give my love to you, sweet girl.
Okay.